KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up, another tech giant in the Northwest has employees working from home well into 2021. I'm Jeff Poggiola with the story.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The clock is ticking on a coronavirus aid package and still no deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says after yet another meeting with White House officials, they're still far apart.
Not enough money for food, nothing for housing in terms of rentals. A moratorium, that's nice, but it's not money for rent. It isn't not enough money for money in the pockets of the American people.
Earlier today, President Trump said they keep talking.
It's possible we'll make a deal, but it's also possible we won't. But I would say probably tomorrow afternoon or maybe the following morning.
The main sticking point is that federal bump up in jobless benefits. The World Health Organization is asking the U.S. to reconsider its decision to withdraw, saying it would help unify the global community in the fight against COVID-19.
This has to be a major push, and we all have to take a breath now. We all have to stand back. And it's very easy to look from one side of this house to the other, one side of this world to the other, and point at what everyone else is not doing right.
The organization's chief of emergencies, Dr. Mike Ryan. An aide to the Democratic National Convention tells ABC News three people at the Milwaukee convention site tested positive for COVID-19 just before presumptive nominee Joe Biden decided not to give his acceptance speech there. A DNC spokesman says Biden's decision, however, to move the address to Delaware had nothing to do with the development. Investigators in Beirut are focused on officials who oversee the port, site of a massive explosion this week. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
16 people from the port now arrested, but now that we know that there were warning letters that were ignored, and given the public mood in Lebanon, then there's going to be real pressure on investigators to push their investigation far higher than just a group of local officials.
The first of three U.S. planes carrying humanitarian aid to Beirut arrived today. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Evening News.
Still some scattered light rain showers around the Puget Sound area. In downtown Seattle now at 6:02, it's 61 degrees.
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice, and here are the top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. After months of no visits, grandparents at nursing homes across the state may soon be able to see their families in person again. KOMO's Sue Romero has the latest on the governor's Safe Start plan for long-term care facilities.
Similar to the way counties apply to enter the next phase to reopen businesses, nursing homes and care facilities will apply to move through a four-phase plan to allow visits. Cheryl Strange with the Department of Social and Health Services says it will depend on two things: the number of cases in the facility and cases in the county where it's located.
You cannot be higher in a long-term care facility, your phase, than the current county is. So the county has to be within parameters of their phase.
Facilities must be able to show they've been COVID-free for 28 days and also have a two-week supply of personal protective equipment on hand. Sue Romero, KOMO News.
Hard-hit Pierce County sees another big jump in newly reported coronavirus cases, 123 new ones reported today, as well as five new deaths, all five ranging in age from 50s to 90s and described as having suffered from underlying health conditions. Pierce County has reported more than 1,300 new cases of coronavirus over the last 14 days.
Facebook is extending its work-from-home program into next summer.
The social media giant operates a large contingent of software engineers here in Seattle, but the ongoing pandemic has forced many, if not most of them, to work from home. Now, according to GeekWire, they're being given the option to telecommute until July of 2021. Facebook is not the first, however, as Amazon, Zillow, and others have ordered employees to work from home well into next year. Jeff Poggiola, KOMO News.
And the Archdiocese of Seattle out with a plan for its schools in the fall. All elementary schools in what are categorized as high-risk counties will start the fall with remote learning. Those in moderate to low-risk counties have the option to start with small groups in the classroom or with a hybrid approach. All Catholic high schools in moderate and high-risk counties will also start the fall remotely. The diocese also says that when students do return to the classroom, schools will implement daily temperature checks, social distancing, and mandatory masks.
Still ahead.
I'm Ryan Harris with the Seattle City Council's call to work respectfully with the mayor and police chief to change the way they help people.
And here to help us with our KOMO traffic, we've got Marina Rockinger.
We had an earlier stalled vehicle at South Forest Street, just south of downtown Seattle. So that's why we're seeing that stop-and-go traffic southbound I-5 between Ravenna and Union. And then it does start to improve a little bit after that. Northbound I-5 is still tough from Northgate on up almost to the county line of Mount Lake Terrace. Then you will see improvement. Southbound 405 crowded from Southeast 8th and Bellevue to Coal Creek Parkway. Southbound I-5 improving quite a bit south of Highway 18. You really won't see a slowdown until you get to about 375th down to just north of 70th as you head into 5. Your next Como traffic at 614.
Well, thanks, Marina. Let's find out how we're doing on the weather situation now. And here's meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell in the Como Weather Center.
Well, hi there, everybody. Heading into our Thursday night, wrapping up the last of the scattered showers. Sure was a touch of autumn out there today, but we'll brighten and blue up the skies all over again for our Friday. Wrapping up the work week with some sunshine and highs in the 70s. By the weekend, more of the same. Slim chance for a few sprinkles near the Canadian border on Saturday, but otherwise brighter and warmer with highs in the 70s both afternoons. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
61 in downtown Seattle. You're in the middle of 20 minutes of nonstop news on Como at 6:05.
Changing the way Seattle police work can be done with respect to, so say, city council leaders who also say those changes can better help people. Details from Como's Ryan Harris.
Council President Lorena Gonzalez says now that the council has unified on a position, they can work with Mayor Jenny Durkin and Police Chief Carmen Best without, quote, tearing each other down. Gonzalez says communities of color are disproportionately affected by homelessness and every other system in our society.
We have allowed law enforcement to creep into issues that law enforcement shouldn't be dealing with in the first place.
Gonzalez and Councilmember Tammy Morales say the navigation team has a dismal record of helping people off the streets, so they've called for millions of dollars to shift to community organizations with better success rates. The mayor's office says she and the chief believe SPD must transform, but that unattainable and unworkable ideas are the wrong approach. Ryan Harris, Como News.
And Seattle Police Chief Best firing back after the city council approved significant cuts to the police department. Como's Patrick Quinn reports the chief's own salary could be affected, as well as 12 more commanding officers.
She held a press conference, and rather being flanked by commanding officers, she was flanked by patrol officers who, if these cuts go through, would not see a pay cut, but could lose their jobs altogether. And so we saw some of these faces. Roughly a dozen officers stood by Police Chief Carmen Best as she introduced a new website. The department hopes will make SPD more transparent and approachable. The city council has approved roughly 100 personnel cuts, and Chief Best said those layoffs will target some of these newly hired and oftentimes most diverse officers. The council said this isn't true, and the chief can protect the department's diversity. Overall, Chief Best was disheartened by the proposed cuts, saying she feels the council's actions don't come with a plan to replace those officers, especially during the most critical emergencies.
If they're going to put this system in place, who is it that's going to answer those calls for service? And how are they going to do that? And how are they going to ensure, through a race and social justice lens, that the very people they bring in don't have their own implicit or explicit biases? What is the plan?
That report with Como's Patrick Quinn.
The city council's proposal to cut the navigation team is raising concerns among business groups. The team of 10 police officers and outreach employees with homeless people to get them off the streets before clearing out homeless camps on sidewalks and parks. Como's Suzanne Fawn reports.
RVs and tent encampments have been a big concern for a lot of local businesses. Many of them have been calling and emailing the Soto Business Improvement Association, and that's because businesses are worried about the navigation team possibly being cut. During the pandemic, even though the homeless camp sweeps have been suspended, businesses say the navigation team has helped keep their neighborhood safe and clean.
I'm very concerned that without that team, with all the elements, not just the police officers, but the folks from the, you know, SPU and the Parks Department and HSD, without that group ready to work, that the situation on our streets with garbage and human waste is going to get really bad.
Drastic short-term actions. That's what we heard from the Alliance for Pioneer Square. They're concerned about, quote, drastic short-term actions and what's going to happen with unsanctioned encampments if the navigation team is axed. They say, quote, no sweeps is not a win for getting people the help they need while simultaneously creating a safe environment for everyone is a win. Now, business groups like Soto BIA and Alliance for Pioneer Square say the navigation team didn't just remove remove encampments, they also provided services. Businesses want to know how Seattle City Council plans to fill the void if the navigation team is cut. Suzanne Fong, Como News.
And the Como News Time now, 6:10. Baseball, golf, and basketball turning out to be a pretty busy August 6th at the Como Sports Desk. Here's Como's Bill Swartz.
Too much Dylan Bundy, the story this afternoon at T-Mobile Park as Seattle loses to the Angels 6-1. Los Angeles right-hander went all nine innings, giving up four hits and just one solo home run to Daniel Vogelbach. L.A. had a big fourth inning against the M starter Taiwan Walker, who was rushing his delivery.
Getting too quick. Well, couldn't really get back to what I was doing the first three innings, getting downhill. Getting on time and stuff.
The M's dropped 2 of 3 in that series. They host Colorado tomorrow night. Tiger Woods broke out a new longer putter at the PGA Championship in San Francisco and netted a 2-under-par 68 in the first major of the year. No spectators allowed on the course to cheer. Jason Day, the clubhouse leader, at 5-under-par. The Seattle Storm making the most of WNBA play in Florida's bubble, today holding off the Atlanta Dream 93-92. And three University of Louisville soccer players have been dismissed, three more suspended, after they hosted a party last week where ultimately 29 people got COVID-19. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.
Today is our Wishes in Flight mileage drive here at Como, and we're asking if you can donate to help give flight to a local child's heartfelt wish. Wish Kids need your help now more than ever. About 600 children are waiting for their wishes, in part due to COVID-19 and travel restrictions. 7-year-old Declan spent a lot of years in the hospital battling aplastic anemia, a rare blood disorder that affects bone marrow. Declan and his mom, Alicia, spoke with our Como's Jeff Pogula.
Let's start with you, Mom. Tell us more about his journey.
Declan was in the hospital off and on over the course of 3 years, recovering from his diagnosis, and it was a long haul for us, but he is alive and well, and we are glad to have him with us and appreciated Make-A-Wish and their promise of hope for us as we journeyed through that difficult time.
And Declan, tell us about your wish. What happened?
Well, it was to swim with the sharks, but I didn't, like, exactly swim with the sharks. We went to a luau. We also swam with dolphins, but didn't swim with dolphins in a way. And but eventually we did swim with the sharks.
And what did that mean for you?
It meant that.
Mommy, want to jump in here? He seems a little nervous.
Sure, I'll help him out. Declan's wish really symbolized hope for us in his journey to recovery. It was the turning point that was the start of our new lease on life.
And tell us about the wish. How did it happen? How did it come together?
Declan's wish was to swim with sharks in Hawaii, and we were initially informed of that opportunity right along with his diagnosis. And so, you know, spent a few months thinking about what he'd like to do and making different plans, and that changed over the course of 3 years. And then in November of 2019, our whole family of 8 was able to go together to Hawaii and swim with sharks and dolphins and all the things Declan mentioned, and just had a great time enjoying that.
All right, Declan and his mom, Alicia, joining us on the Como Newsline. Thank you so much for your time. And again, we're asking you to donate your airline miles to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Every 65,000 miles donated equals one plane ticket that the foundation doesn't have to pay for. To donate, just go to comonews.com, click on the orange banner at the top of the screen.
And that is Como's Jeff Pogula. At last check, you have donated more than 5.5 million miles. So congratulations on that. 6:14 now, Marina Rockinger with our Como traffic.
Well, we still have just a few things to look at right now in the commute. Southbound I-5, we have a new problem, though. It's at 520, a disabled vehicle taking up the center lane. So it's still kind of sluggish anyway from just about Lake City Way towards 520. Northbound I-5, some slowdowns here and there between Northgate and Mount Lake Terrace. Southbound I-5 is sluggish in the Fife Curve. Eastbound 512, that's pretty slow now from Steel Street out to Golden Given Road. Your next Como traffic at 624.
And at 6:14, we've got the forecast out there. Let's see, what do we have here? A little bit of rain in the forecast for this evening. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of near 73 degrees. Saturday, sunshine and temps near 72. And Sunday, sunny with temps near 76 degrees. Right now, we have 64 degrees at 6:15.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
I'm Elisa Jaffe with Rick Van Sice, and among the stories we are following this evening, UW researchers show the U.S. COVID death toll could reach nearly 300,000 if more safety precautions aren't taken. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation estimates that masks worn by 95% of people could save 70,000 lives. Starting tomorrow night, LA's mayor has a new way of cracking down on people breaking health protocols during the pandemic.
I'm authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large gatherings.
ABC's Alex Stone joins us on the Como Newsline from Los Angeles with details. Alex, how big of a problem are these mega house parties?
Well, it seems like they're becoming increasingly a problem, and the issue being that so many of these mega mansions that are in the Hollywood Hills and elsewhere, that they're rented out for Airbnb and other services that are doing it, and people rent them for a night, two nights, and they're holding these massive party inside of them, and that ticks off the neighbors. That makes a lot of people in the area angry. So they're more than willing to turn in to the LAPD or to the media these homes that are doing it. And we've this week seen a few of them, one that ended with gunfire and a woman died at that party, but it was a massive party that the LAPD said they couldn't shut down. Big wedding last night in the Holmby Hills where Michael Jackson used to live in that same neighborhood. Big ones by Jake Paul, who is a YouTube star who's constantly in trouble. He was in trouble for one recently. So they keep happening. And, you know, now the city says they've got to do something about it. And that's what they're doing.
And when it comes to these, what are they saying about mask wearing, social distancing?
Yeah, none of that goes on. Last night at the wedding reception where they had, they believe, 200 to 250 people at one of these mega mansions, they say they did offer up custom masks. They had, I believe it was pink and blue masks with the bride and groom's name on them, and they had shields if people wanted them. But from what we could see, nobody was wearing anything like that. At these other parties, the one earlier this week, no. Everybody was dancing. There were caterers. They were hanging all over each other. You could see from the helicopter shots, none of that was going on. The one weeks ago at Jake Paul's home in Calabasas, they were doing a lot of dumb stunts, you know, jumping off of balconies and hanging off of tractors where they would put the bucket up and they would hang on them and then jump off and doing tricks in cars and dancing around. So, no, that's the problem. The mayor of Calabasas saying this is not going to be allowed any longer. The mayor of L.A. saying the same thing, that the answer is going to be now that if these don't shut down, that the Department of Water and Power is just going to come in and shut off the water and power. That if you're going to party, you're going to have to party in the dark and without any running water. They say that's how they're going to shut them down. If the homeowners refuse to do it, if those throwing the parties refuse to do it, they will shut them down that way. You can't really get enough police to come in and get hundreds of people out of there, and especially on windy Hollywood roads, the police would lose that battle. Instead, they'll turn off the light. They're going to say, now you got to go home.
And this is essentially happening since all the bars and nightclubs have closed.
Yeah, and that's really what this whole thing is. And that, they've gone on for a long time. They have rented out these mansions for a long time. But we're seeing these real mega parties going on since people can't go and rent out a nightclub or a wedding venue. They're not allowed to do that. In fact, Garcetti talked about that angle of it, too, here.
We have already closed all nightclubs and bars. These large house parties have essentially become nightclubs in the Hills.
And that's the thing, even though there are bans on gatherings of people over 10, 20, 30 people, depending on where you are in California, for some reason in the law, it wasn't written in that you couldn't have a large private party at one of these mansions. now they have added that in to the ordinance that's in place right now, the public safety ordinance. So now they are illegal to have. That gives the LAPD the power to go in and shut them down. But until now, the LAPD has said, look, yeah, the state says no large events, but this is on private property. Nothing we can do.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Thank you, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, Lisa.
Well, the bride that narrowly escaped death at an explosion leveled a port in Beirut, Lebanon this week, all caught on camera, was actually lucky to be taking photos outside when it all happened. ABC's Ian Pinnell hears from the woman who survived her wedding day and tells us why she was so fortunate.
Incredible stories of survival and sacrifice in Beirut. The explosion tearing through the hospital. Just blocks away from the blast site. Others had miraculous escapes too. Dr. Isra Al Siblani from Detroit had gone to Beirut to get married. But this is how her wedding day ended, running for her life.
I started to notice that color of the sky, which changed from blue into pink. And after that, when I heard the explosion.
Returning to where she was taking those wedding photos. Luckily, she was not at her hotel, which was heavily damaged.
That's ABC's Ian Pennell reporting. Como News Time 620, Daria Albinger with our Propel Insurance Money Update.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stocks rose after a report showed the pace of layoffs is slowing, but the overall number is still incredibly high. The Dow closed up 185 points, the NASDAQ rose 110 points to another all-time high, and the S&P 500 added 21 points for the session. Nearly 1.2 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. That would have been an unthinkable number before COVID-19, but months into the pandemic, it's a slowdown from the weeks before. While it's not as bad as some economists were predicting, it shows just how many people are still out of work, and it's also a sign that many of those jobs that were lost are not coming back. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Money news at 20 and 50 past the hour. Commute conditions coming right up.
Stay home, stay connected, stay informed with Como News on your smart speaker.
Como News 1000 FM 97.7.
I'm Matt DeFactor. Here are the
Como keeps you connected to your world and the latest on the fight against coronavirus on the radio, online, all the time. Como News.